And now breaking news from the nation's capital. Resting at the bottom of Capitol Hill here in Washington is the U.S. Botanic Garden, a lovely oasis in a hectic city, a Victorian-looking hothouse of ornate glass and exotic foliage, and deep within that humid greenery, something strange is growing.
This is a special news update from the U.S. Botanic Garden. It has happened. This is only the second time in 10 years that our Titan arum has bloomed. But don't get too close. The odor may offend some.
Imagine people getting offended in Washington, D.C. Well, it will not last for long anyway. The Titan arum, otherwise known as the world's largest flower, usually only blooms for 2 days. But what a flower. The average one is 5 feet tall. They've been known to be as large as 9 feet. And have we mentioned? It smells really bad. An odor that's been compared to rotting sheep, week-old corpses, spoiled fish. You get the picture. Lacking the technology of Smell-O-Rama, we hope to give you the next best thing, an eye, or perhaps we should say nose witness report. Joining us now from the U.S. Botanic Garden in Washington, D.C. is Washington, D.C. resident Victoria Frederick, and good of you to join us.
I'm glad to be here, Neil.
Where are you, Victoria Frederick?
I am standing in the garden court, and I'm about 12 feet from the flower itself, and it's beautiful, and it smells.
Well, how beautiful? Let's focus on the optical version first.
It is really one of the most elegant blossoms I've ever seen. It's this large, pale green outside with this ruffly purple around the edges that's getting more and more dramatic as it folds open. But there is this strange-looking stem out of the top, which is very ominous. It's sort of purple and greenish. But other than that, it's a perfectly beautiful flower.
Now, to the sense of the nose, however.
It smells. It's not as smelly as I thought it would be. But if you stand here, as I have been, you begin to get a sense of, this sweetish rotten smell that is very cloying after a while. So I'll be happy to move away from it when I do.
Okay. Now, you teach classics at Georgetown University. So if you could translate for us the full name, Amorphophallus titanum, what's the translation?
Well, titanum, of course, is for Titan, and it refers to the size of the plant. This is the Titan of this family of plants. The Amorphophallus has got to be describing the stem that I was talking about, this very strange-looking thing in the middle. It means the misshapen phallus, or that part of the male anatomy that we call the phallus. And it is. It's very strangely shaped, but it's strange-looking.
Well, Victoria, hang on with us for a moment, if you would.
Thank you.
A hard flower to overlook. Surprisingly, much about that pungent odor she just described is still a mystery. Investigating the science behind the stink is entomology professor Bruce Hammack, and he joins us from the labs at the University of California at Davis. Good of you to be with us.
It's good to be here.
These are not the easiest flowers to study. They only bloom every few years and only for a couple of days at that. How did you get the opportunity?
My daughter was a volunteer in the greenhouse and told me this thing was blooming, so I dropped by to see it about 9 o'clock at night. It was at its peak, and the smell was overwhelming.
This is another one that's there at the University of California at Davis.
So I thought that the next day maybe we would set up some collecting equipment, but the botanist told me that the smell changed dramatically over a few hours period, and we had to move then or not move at all. So I rushed around the campus, and the lab got together about 10 o'clock at night, and we set up equipment and collected the odor.
Well,
we were able to collect, but we still haven't identified the odor.
We're running out of time, so we're going to have to move through this quickly. Why does this odor have such a strong effect on humans?
Well, we probably evolved to avoid eating carrion or rotten flesh. So although our noses aren't particularly sophisticated compared to many animals, we're extraordinarily good at detecting sulfur-containing compounds, which Amorphophallus certainly produces.
And the purpose for the flower is to attract flies proceed with fertilization, no?
Yes, and it collects them, it traps them, it covers them with pollen, and then lets them go.
Well, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
You're most welcome.
Professor Bruce Hammack studies entomology at the University of California and Davis. And let's check one last time with our nose-on-the-scene reporter at the Botanic Garden, Victoria Pendrick. Victoria, you've been standing around there for a while now. How are you holding up?
Well, like I said, I'll be glad to leave because it builds on you, the smell. It grows, even though it's not at its full pungency. It wafts over you, and it's pretty sickening.
Well, nasal masochists have about a day to fly to Washington and get their own treat. We appreciate your sacrifice.
Thank you.
Victoria Pendrick is a classics professor at Georgetown University. She was speaking with us on her cell phone from the Botanic Garden, where the Titan arum is blossoming. In Washington, at a safe distance, I might add, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.